which is the famous Aldol condensation reaction. So the Aldol condensation reaction then is a self-reaction where if we take a molecule such as in this case the simple aldehyde, acid aldehyde, and put it in the presence of a strong base, then two molecules of the acid aldehyde react with themselves. So it's a self-reaction. The most important thing is there must be alpha hydrogens in the aldehyde or ketone. So the way that it works to form that aldol, which as you can see, it's got an aldehyde at that end, it's got an ol at that end, so it's an aldol. The strong base then abstracts the alpha hydrogens and we form that keto-enol tautomer system. We then take the keto anion from the keto-enol tautomer and the keto anion then attacks the carbon, so it's the C minus attacking the carbon. We form a new carbon-carbon bond. We break the double bond, form the tetrahedral anion. That then pulls the proton off water and we're left with hydroxide. So we started off with hydroxide here, we end up with hydroxide there, so that's why you only need to have this in the presence of a strong base and the reaction works. So we've joined this molecule, which was simply the first one of these acid aldehydes, which has been deprotonated, and reacted with second aldehyde. Okay. Now that's an example then of a slightly more challenging version of a nucleophilic addition. I will be giving you a significant hint. If I say you've got quite a hard nucleophilic addition, you pretty much know straight up then which one it's going to be. But other than the formation of the enolate aniline, and in this case here, we're looking at the keto form of it. This is the one that's